Well, praise the Lord. Well, tonight we just thank God for the blessings that he has put upon us, and we praise him, we love him, and we adore him. And you know, one thing we know, that it's been a weathery day today all over the state of Texas, but we just want to give God the glory and thank him. Amen. Dr. McClendon, are you on there?
Amen, amen. I agree with you, Dr. Hart. I thank God. Yes, I am here tonight. Thanking God. It is truly, truly a blessing to be here again at the Well. We welcome everyone. We thank everyone for sharing with us here at the Well, and we giving God all the glory. Amen. Tonight, because it is so much is going on. Like you said, so much rain has happened. So many things have happened. And people are burdened down. I know we as God's messengers and saints and apostles and what have you, I know we come across a lot of people who are burdened down with so many different things and illnesses and so forth and so on. So tonight we want to talk about that. We want to talk about people being burdened down with sicknesses and illnesses and so forth, and just distractions in life in general. So as we begin to start, I'll start off in Matthew 11. And the Lord said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. He said, "I will give you rest." Laden means to be burdened down. It means to be burdened down. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." So let's yoke up with him. He said, learn of me. That's the thing we got to do. We got to learn of him. Because, see, the devil try to keep us distracted by not knowing the word. When you know the word, you can speak that thing, be not as though it were. So when you learn of him, when you learn the word of God, when you study the word, you learn of him, you can go and speak that word over your life, over your family, friends, and those who you meet. That's why he said, learn of me. He said, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Meek means he's humble and he's patient in his spirit for us. He's meek and he's lowly. Amen? So let's yoke up with Jesus tonight. Let's yoke up with him. Let's yoke up with him and learn of him. Meditate on studying the word of God. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. His yoke is easy, his burden is light when we learn of him. Because of his undeserved grace, the yoke is made easy when we learn of him. We want to learn of him. And sometimes we get burdened down with things that are going on in our lives, things around us. It seems like we're sinking sometimes. I meet people all the time, and I'm sure you all do too. We meet people that think that, there's no way out. But if we yoke up with Jesus tonight, yoke up with him. Yoke up with him by the word. But sometimes just as it seems that the things are getting the best of us, the Lord steps in and gives us strength. Amen? We all get distracted sometimes, and things come our way, and we get off track. We get off focus. But learn of him and study the word. Study that word, and that's what's going to keep you. That's what's going to bring you out of whatever you're yoked up with. Amen? The devil trying to keep us burdened down with illnesses and negative things, and even negative people. All types of thoughts can get us distracted and get us off of learning of him, get us off the word. So we want to learn of him. He said, learn of me. He said, my burden. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light when we learn of him, because we can begin to speak the word of our lives. And we have to do that by faith. Once we read the word and begin to study it and meditate on it, we got to believe it by faith, because every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is true. So that's why we can yoke up with him. We can yoke up with him. And we don't have to be burdened down with whatever is going on around us or in the world and so forth. We can yoke up with Jesus in the word. Amen? And Jesus, he let us know that in his word that we can yoke up with him. Jesus came to heal, deliver, and set free. He came to do that for us. in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, Jesus began to heal. And the scribes began to say he was a blasphemer within themselves. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, he began to explain to them and talk to them. And once he straightened them out, he went on to start to healing people. He went on to start to heal. He said, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler. Now, this was a ruler. Now, he come into Jesus. This should tell people something. The ruler came to Jesus, and he worshipped him. He came and he worshipped Jesus and saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. Shall live. He knew if Jesus came and just laid his hand on her, she shall live. This is what he said. She shall live. He didn't have to be burdened down. All he had to do was yoke up with Jesus. Yoke up with Jesus, and he said, she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And he went on, and he said, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. This woman had an issue of blood 12 years. Came up behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, she didn't tell anybody, she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall, that word shall surely be whole. This is the kind of faith that we have to have when we're burdened down with things and cares in the world and whatever is going on around us. Because Jesus is ready. If we yoke up with him, just yoke up with him, we can be free of the things that are trying to distract us and burden us down. Amen? So this is what we want to do. We want to yoke up with Jesus. So Jesus turned about, and he said, and he saw her, and he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was whole from that hour. She was whole from that hour. Just soon as she got to Jesus, and just she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. She didn't need much. She didn't need much. Just the hem of his garment. She would be made whole. This thing had burdened her down for 12 long years. Sometimes people we know and sometimes situations in our lives seem like we've been burdened down with them for so long. People burdened down with things for so long. But when you yoke up with Jesus, when you yoke up with him, when you learn of him, learn the word, meditate on the word, and begin to speak that word, we don't have to be burdened down anymore. So when she touched the hem of his garment, not him, just the hem of his garment, she said, I shall be whole. And this is what we have to do. Shall be whole. She said she shall be whole. Amen. And when the ruler came to Jesus and worshipped him, he said, my daughter is even now dead. He said she was dead. He said, even now dead. But come and lay thy hands upon her, and she shall live. Shall live. So we have to have that kind of faith. Meditate on the word, receive this word, knowing that Jesus will do what he did for them, he'll do it today. We just have to yoke up with him, yoke up with Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Amen. We can yoke up with him. Yoke up with Jesus tonight. Learn of him. Learn of him. This is why we must continue to study and meditate on the word of God. So when we have an issue, we can have faith to believe that God's word will do what it said will do.
That's it.
His word will do it. All we got to do is learn of him. Learn of him. Speak his word, not over only our lives, but over people we meet, friends, family, others. There are people we come in contact with that need a word. We got to have a word for them too. not just ourselves and not just our families. We got to have a word for those people that Jesus placed in our lives when we're out and about at the stores, when we're shopping or just out and about. We got to have a word for those people because people are burning. People are hurting. I met a lady the other day, and she came up to me, and she told me, she said, I don't know her. She don't know me either. And she said, I want to ask you a question. I said, sure. She said, will you pray for me? And I said, yes. And she turned to leave because I guess they used to, when they ask someone to pray for them, people tell them, yeah, I'll pray for you, and they go on. But I said, no, we praying right now. I'm not going to wait and pray for you when I get home. We'll pray for you now. So she said, okay. So we prayed. Hello? So we got to have a word for others, not just ourselves. And the Bible says, as you water others, so shall you be watered. So sometimes when he brings people in your life to water them, he's doing something in your life. You don't even know what he's doing. Because he said he knows what we need before we ask. So
amen.
When we water something else, guess what? We being watered too. Don't even know what we need, but he knows. So if we're obedient to when he calls us to minister or to pray for someone else, he's doing something. He's working something out on our behalf. We don't even know what he's working out yet until he reveals it. Amen?
Amen.
So this we must yoke up with Jesus. Amen? Go with him. For he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I love that. I love it. Because when we yoke up with him, learn of him. We learn that scripture. We can go to that scripture and declare and decree that word over our lives and over others' lives. We can feed a many people with that word. We can take that word and we can share it with so many people, people who are wanting to be healed, delivered, set free. That same word can be for many people who we come in contact with. It can be for our family members, friends, when we yoke up with Jesus, when we learn of him. And that's what we want to do. We want to learn of him. So we not only have it for ourselves, but we have it for others. Amen?
Amen.
And so when I began to study that and I began to study that word and go to the scripture, I'm like, good God Almighty, it's a many people need to yoke up with Jesus. That's why it's so much distraction going on in the earth. I mean, highway rages and things just going on. People just doing things, just doing crazy stuff. And we said, tonight, yoke up with Jesus. Tell your children and your children to tell those you come in contact with, yoke up with Jesus. Yoke up with him. Because this is what's going to carry you. Is the word when you learn of him, when you learn of Jesus, this is what's going to help you. This is truly going to help you if you yoke up with him. When we are weak, the Bible says, the Lord give us strength. He strengthens us. He helps us when we are weak because we all get weak. We all get weak. And we need him to give us strength. The Bible says God is our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. He's always on time, always on time. And one thing you don't know, and I'm like this a lot, he sent a lot of people to me. And, you know, in the very beginning when he did this when I was younger, I didn't know why these people were coming in. I'm like, Lord, what are they coming to me for? But greater is he that is in me had a word. I didn't. But greater is he because I studied the Bible when I was young. So it was in me from the beginning. And I was like, Lord, why they come? But then the Lord blessed me and then let me know, this is why they're coming, because you have something to feed them with. You have something to feed them with. So we have to pray for people. We don't know where we may go in life. We don't know who we may come in contact with. And we want to have a word. We want to have a word for them. So we want to let them know they can yoke up with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hill, go with it. Learn of him. Learn his word. He said, I won't have you ignorant. So when you begin to learn of him and get the word down in your heart, guess what? You don't have to be that way. You don't have to be burdened down. Because whatever situation arises, Jesus has a word for it. And he'll teach you what to say in that hour. He'll teach you. So we must learn of him. Learn of him. He said, come unto me, all ye that are of that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. He will give you rest. And every word that the Lord speaks that proceeds out of the mouth of God is true. He will give you rest for your soul. He will give you rest. Amen? So all we have to do is learn of him. Learn of him. Yoke up with him. He said, yoke up with me. You yoked up with everything else and everybody else. Put them aside and yoke up with me. For my yoke is easy. All those things and people are going to do out in the world is burning you down. But if you yoke up with me, my burden is light. And so that's why we want to tell people tonight, you can come to Jesus. You can yoke up with him. Yoke up with Jesus tonight and allow him to enter in your heart and meditate on the word, learn his word. So when anything happens, you won't get so distracted by the circumstance. You have a word. You can start praying and worshiping and praising God. And when you do that, he will ease that burden off of you. That's why he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He'll give you rest. And he's willing to do that. He wants to do it for us. He wants
yes.
He wants to do it. And that's why he asked us to come to him. He said, no wise will I cast you away if you come to me. If you come to me, no wise will I cast you away. He will not cast you away if you come to Jesus. He will not cast you away. And so that's why we have to sometimes get away from things and people and get ourselves hooked up with Jesus, yoke up with him. I know people have been out there in the world, people are burdened down, all kinds of issues, distractions come along. But if you yoke up with Jesus and you learn of him, all we have to do is learn of him. Learn that word. Learn it. And guess what? You don't have to be burdened down, because when the burden comes, you got a word for that thing. You got a word for it. You got a word. And so this is why we must study the word and meditate on the word. Learn of Jesus so we can be set free of those things that try to burden us down. This woman was burdened down for 12 years. 12 years. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, just the hem of his garment, this all she asked for, just hoping to touch just the hem of his garment. That's faith. That's faith. If you touch the hem, she didn't say Jesus. She said, if I just touch the hem, if I but just touch the hem, just the hem, she said, I shall be whole. Now, that's faith. To yoke up with Jesus like that, to touch the hem of his garment, just the hem of his garment. So she knew something. She knew something. This woman knew something.
Yes.
She knew something. She just touched the hem. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Just the hem. And not only that, the ruler. This ruler, he knew something too.
Amen.
He knew something. He went and he worshipped Jesus. He worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. Now, she was dead. He said, she dead now. She dead. But he knew something, this ruler. He knew something. He yoked up with Jesus. Anytime you yoke up with Jesus, it's nothing but a win-win situation. I don't care what it looks like. How did it look? Amen? What did it look like? She was dead. He didn't care. He said he yoked up with Jesus. He said, if you just come and lay your hands. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, but come and lay your hands upon her. She shall live. He knew something. He yoked up with Jesus. He didn't care how the situation. He said, she's now dead. But if you come, Jesus, and lay your hand on her, she shall live.
She shall live.
Shall live. He said, shall. He knew something. He hooked up with Jesus. Anytime you go to Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Anytime you go to Jesus, he had faith to believe if Jesus just came and laid his hand, his dead girl would live. His daughter would live. Yoking up with Jesus. Amen? Yoking up with Jesus. He said she shall live. Shall. And Jesus went with him. He went with him.
Amen.
It's awesome. This is what we must do. This is the kind of faith. This is whom we must yoke up with. We must yoke up with Jesus, no matter if the situation looks dead. Amen? Yoke up with him. Because he said, if you come and lay your hand upon her, she shall live. He knew something. This is what we must do. Learn the word. Yoke up with Jesus. And believe by faith. He believed by faith. That was faith. He believed by faith. He said, but come and lay thy hand upon her and she shall live. Shall live. He hooked up with Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. He hooked up with Jesus. Amen. We hook up with a lot of things, a lot of places, people, but when you hook up with Jesus, even a dead thing will live.
My God.
Even a dead thing. Amen. This is awesome within itself. Because this ruler, he went and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is now. Even now, dead. I love that. He said, my daughter is even now dead. I want to read that again. He said, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. He hooked up with Jesus, a ruler now. This is a ruler we're talking about, who went and worshipped and hooked up with Jesus. Saying, my daughter is now dead, but if you come and lay your hands
upon her,
she shall live. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know in some people right today, Dr. Hunter, as well as you and I, have testimonies that what Jesus has done. It didn't look good in the beginning, but because we yoked up with Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My.
Hallelujah. And he turned things around for us because we yoked up with him.
Yes.
My
God Almighty. Hey!
Jesus. See, Jesus. And these type of things need to be known because people don't give Jesus enough. They don't give him enough credit. They don't come and testify enough as to what Jesus has done. You know, I love Dr. Luke in the Bible, and the reason why I love him, because he was a doctor. He didn't testify of himself. He testified of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
He testified of Jesus. He didn't testify. He didn't say, you know, I'm a doctor, and I did that and the other. And the doctors today need to give God some glory. They need to give him some glory. They need to give him some glory. Amen? Give him some
Amen.
Glory. Even the patients, we as patients, we give God glory. Some of these doctors need to start giving God some glory because it is not their wisdom, not their understanding. It is not their practice. Luke knew this. He glorified God.
Yes.
He glorified So he didn't testify of his many surgeries and what he did and all of this. He testified of the Lord. So we must give him glory. This ruler worshiped and gave God glory. He gave him glory. He worshiped him. The Bible says he worshiped. He said, why he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a ruler, a certain ruler, and worshiped him. He worshiped him, saying, my daughter is now even dead, but if you come, he hooked up with Jesus. He hooked up with Jesus. He yoked up with him, yoked up with Jesus. And Jesus went with him. Amen? He went with him. And Jesus didn't stop there. He's doing the same thing today if we yoke up with him. Many people need to yoke up with Jesus. Learn of him. Learn of him. This should tell us something. This woman, for 12 long years, 12 long years, had an issue. And then she said, if I yoke up, if I just but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. This is what we must do. Yoke up, learn of him. Give him the praise that he so deserves. Worship him. Acknowledge him before men. Don't be ashamed. Right. People got to stop being ashamed to say, look what the Lord has done for me.
My God.
And let people know. We got to open our mouths. We need to open our mouths more than we ever had before. There's so much going on, trash and everything else going on in the world. We need to just go and speak Jesus in the store, round and about. We just need to put the name of Jesus out in the open. We just need to speak that name. Speak it. We don't have to. She didn't tell nobody. She said, if I touch the hem of his garment, touch his garment. She said, if I touch his garment, I shall be whole. If I touch his garment, now just touching his garment, she said, I'll be whole. Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's just enough to shout about right there. We can shout on that. Just his garment, and I shall be whole. This is what we must do. We must yoke up with him, learn of him, speak his name, not be ashamed to tell anybody what he has done, what he is doing, that his word is true. Tell them. I said, I don't care where I go, I'll let somebody know.
Yes.
I'll let them know about Jesus. I'll let them know about Jesus. I'll let them know. So I said, when the woman came and asked me to pray for her, she came up to me and she said, will you pray for me? I said, yes. And so she turned to walk away. I said, no, I'm praying now. I'm not praying when I get home or later. I'm going to pray now. Jesus is a right now God. So I'm going to pray now. So I know as I was praying for her, he was interceding on my behalf for something, whatever it is. Amen. Whether it be now or in the future, because he said, as you want others, so shall you be watered. So I give God the glory, all the glory, because he knows what's ahead. He knows. So this is why we must study the word, not only for ourselves, but we should have bread others to feed them with. Amen?
Amen.
So this is why we must learn of Jesus, yoke up with him. Because he has a work for us to do. And I want to please him. I want to do all I can do. See, he'll send people to you. Or send you to people. What you going to do? Turn them away? What you going to do? Tell them, yeah, I'll pray for you when I get home. Yeah, I'll pray for you. What you going to do when he sends somebody to you? We want to be like Philip. We want to run along the chariot. Hey, we want to start telling them what they need to do. We want to tell them. Whenever he sends us to someone or someone to us, we want to have a word for them. We're willing vessels. go out and speak it and not be ashamed. Not be ashamed of the gospel, amen? This is what we want to do. So I was pleased that the Lord allowed me the opportunity to pray for someone that day. I was pleased. I was thanking him. Lord, thank you for allowing me this great opportunity. Because he don't have to. He got people he can use. But he allowed me to do it that day. Amen? It's an honor when the Lord allows you. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise him for giving me that great, that's a great opportunity. Great opportunity to witness, to pray, to give God some glory. Amen? Great opportunity. So we want to always encourage people. I tell people like this, if a person leaves your presence happier than when they came, you've done your job. You've done your job. But if they leave the same, something's not right. Either they didn't want it, they didn't receive it, or you didn't give them anything. So I want to always be ready because we don't know when the Lord is going to send us on an assignment. We don't know when he's going to send us on an assignment. And so and give a person a word to break that yoke. That thing that's been burdening them down, that distraction, that illness, whatever they're going through. We don't know. We don't know. Kind of lady know I pray. She didn't know I pray. But she came up to me. How she know I'm a Christian unless the Lord led her by the Spirit? Because she said, I'm having surgery on the 16th. Will you pray for me? And I thought, my God, how you know I pray? The Spirit had to lead you over here. He had to lead you over here, giving me an opportunity to work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. I yoked up with Jesus, and he gave me an opportunity to work for him because I'm yoked up with him. I'm connected to the vine. Amen.
Amen.
So this is what we must do. We must do it. We must do it. Those of us who are studying the word, who are in the word, we must do it. So we'll have a word for someone else. We don't want to see people burdened down and having problems, and we just keep our mouth shut, don't say anything. We want to let them know about Jesus.
That's it. That's it.
We want to let them know. Amen? Because what's too hard for the Lord? We want to let them know. What's too hard for him? It's nothing too hard for the Lord. If you yoke up with him, it's nothing too hard for him. Nothing. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. So when you learn of him and you yoke up with him, nothing is too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So this is why we must have that kind of faith. She said, if I but touch his garment, I shall. Amen. Shall. When you yoke up with Jesus, you shall. When you yoke up with Jesus, you shall. Ooh, hallelujah. Be healed, delivered, set free. He's always on time. Always.
Yeah.
Always on time. I don't care what the situation look like, how it look, what it is. He's always on time when you yoke up with him. Sometimes encouraging others encourages you. Because the Bible says when you water others, so shall you be watered. Sometimes it encourages you to go on, to go further, when you're giving someone else the word. I love it. I love it.
I
don't know about it, but I love it. I love it when he gives me an opportunity to work for him. I love that. I couldn't get a better job. A better job than to work for the Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the highest there is, the highest there is. I'm working for the highest there is. Oh, my God. What a privilege. So I want to say tonight to the people, yoke up with Jesus, yoke up with him, and tell others to yoke up with him. Every opportunity I get, he give me, I let them know about it. Yoke up with Jesus.
Yoke up with Jesus.
With him. Amen. You'll
Amen.
Go with him. So I just praise God tonight, and I pray that, that others will yoke up with Jesus and tell others that they need to come across, even family members, to yoke up with Jesus. I'm always encouraging my family members, my friends, people that I meet out on my job. I'm always, when I come in contact with them and the Lord allow me that opportunity, I'm always telling them about Jesus. Always. Some want to hear it and some don't. But guess what? It doesn't matter because I'm going to speak his name anyway. Because one day, if you reject it now, if you reject that word now, guess what? He's going to bring that word back to your remembrance one day when you rejected him. When it was spoken and you rejected him and you didn't want to yoke up with him, he's going to bring that very word back to you. So you can reject it if you want. Amen? But we as men and women of God, we are yoking up with him, and we ain't going nowhere. Amen? We're going to come and pray for one another, strengthen one another in the word, and we're going to keep on going. Amen? No matter how it seems, no matter how it looks, we're going to keep on keeping on in Jesus' name. We're going to stay yoked up. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know if someone else may have a word or want to say something. We welcome you to have a word if anybody choose to. I think that's a wonderful subject to work, to yoke up with Jesus.
Amen. The lines are open. Amen. Amen. The lines open. Anybody got a word out there?
I think she said it all. Yeah,
praise
buddy. Yeah, she said it all. You got to stay yoked up with Jesus. You know, he gets us through everything. You know, and we know that prayer works. I've sat there and laid hands on many of people, and I've watched them get healed instantly. And then I've sat there and I've watched other people that in time they received their healing. And I was talking to Dr. Hunter the other night about a man we went to visit in the hospital. He diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and I went in and prayed with him and a couple other guys, and we sat there and prayed with him, and he rededicated his life to the Lord, and we laid hands on and prayed with him and everything else, and next morning they were going to get ready to sit there and cut him open, and he says, you know what? He says, I want another CAT scan. I says, I want somebody another CAT scan before you cut me open. So they were a little reluctant to wanting to do it, but they said, all right. So they did another CAT scan or whatever it was, and they couldn't find it. So God healed.
My family.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
I love that. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is an awesome testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That is true. God is so good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
His goodness is forever and ever.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, you know,
you.
We just have to, hallelujah, we just have to keep praying. We talk about the weather. The weather's going to come and go.
Yes.
But there's those out there that don't understand. These are the times that Jesus spoke of. We're living in them times. Every day is that T-I-M-E that God spoke about. When it's going to happen, it's happening now. When
Amen.
It's going to come, it's happening now. So we've heard the great teacher tonight of Dr. McClendon, and she is a woman that stands firm on the word. Now, one thing I will say tonight to all those of us out there listening, tonight is the night. When you look up and looking around the Houston area, about 100 miles in radius, we have had the water, my God Almighty. We've had the water coming in. Is there a signal from God? Is that a sign from God?
Yes.
Is God speaking to us? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Now, my wife, Marty, decided she was in my room, my study, and we found water leaking in the house.
Wow.
We're trying to find out where it's coming from. Water leaking in the house. Now, that's something.
Yes, it is.
Water leaking in the house. We just had a brand new rookie in here, and we're just trying to figure out what's going on. Well, I'm going to tell you. Sometimes the enemy comes in to upset you.
Yes, yes.
But I told her, I said, well, that's why we got the insurance coming. We're going to let them check it out. She said, well, we just got to, I know it, because the devil is trying to, as I've told y'all in prayer time, there are many things the devil got to stop. See, the devil hit me in every direction, but I won't let him come in. He's trying this and he's trying that, but I keep saying, not going to work, and it's still not going to work. But I like what Pastor said. When we ask someone to pray for each other, we're looking for a divine intervention.
Yes.
We're looking for God to speak into our lives.
Yes.
And one thing I will say is, Doctor, you have spoken to my life tonight. You said some words that made me go back and think a lot of things. You said something that caused me to rise up and say, oh, my God, I got to do better.
Yeah.
Because the word, and what she keeps saying, the word, she said, if I could just but touch his garment. Good God Almighty. Can you imagine today?
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Just touch.
The hem of his garment.
I ain't got to rub it. I ain't got to put it. I just want to touch.
Just touch
the hem of his garment.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord. And you don't know how you move me to another level just hearing it. And if I could just touch,
Jesus
is gone. Now, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that all things I'm going through will be. But the Bible, Jesus said, it is done. So I believe it.
Yes, I believe it. Yes.
Oh, Jesus. But you know, as I speak to the radio audience tonight, there are a lot of issues we got to get together with. We got some things that are going in our neighborhoods. We got young people dying. We got them lying and stealing and killing each other. We got more men out there doing wrong, more women doing wrong, more pastors, more this, more that. The time has come for the body of Christ to take it to God.
Yes.
That's why I thank God for you guys, you ministers, who labor with me. When I call on Pastor, he's already there. When I call on Dr. Lewis, she's already there. When I call on Ronnie Rowe, she's already there. When I call on Pastor Newsom, he's already there. But I want to say this to you. The more God gives me to do, hearing that, hear what I'm saying? He's going to give you the same thing.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I was just reading. I'm getting so happy. I was just reading the word, and God just blessed me. So I was reading this word. I was just reading it. And she was saying about reading the word. See, it's good to read the word.
Yes.
It's good. Amen. As I was reading, I hear what I was reading. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God.
Yes.
And the word was God.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
In the beginning, in the beginning was the Word. Now, Jesus, hallelujah. And the Bible tells you, and the Word became flesh.
Yes.
That's that one speaking to that woman. My God Almighty.
Yes.
If thou can believe, all, not some, but all things are possible.
Yes.
All things are possible. My God Almighty. The God we serve is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you love him? Yes, I do. Do you love him? Yes, I do. You love him? Yes,
yes.
I do. I love him so much. I love him so much what he's done for me. What he has done for me.
Mm. Jesus.
Mm. I like the way that the pastor said. He says, I think I'm going to sit by music. He said, I'm the highly favored. Flavor, a favor. He don't sound highly favored.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Amen.
Amen. Now, he just knocked the devil out of the game with that. He just knocked the devil out of the game with those words.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, well, you know what? We got everybody in line right now. I got to do some prayer for. I need to find a dentist tomorrow. I'll find somebody with a favor, man. I cracked it, and Bob, that's killing me. And I know I got to get it pulled, so just see if maybe if I got an opening somewhere with a dentist, so yeah, find favor in the morning. I'm going to take off and see if I can find one. So give me a prayer on that.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister McClellan.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, dear Lord God. You know what we need before we ask, Father. Father, we're praying for the pastor, dear Lord God. You know what he needs. He needs a dentist, Father. And we're asking that you find someone, that you send him to someone, dear Lord God, that has your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, that will do well, dear Lord God, that will honor you, Father, in doing what you have called him to do as a he or she as a dentist, dear Lord God, that will give you the glory. And, Father, we pray that all goes well. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm believing.
Amen. Well, I'm just going to believe because I got a wisdom tooth that they won't even cut out yet. I have a wisdom tooth that broke out. The roots are still in my gum. And they won't cut it out until next week because they got to make sure that they got some stuff drained out of my blood. And so I give God the glory. I praise him. And I thank him. You know, one thing that I will say tonight while we got time together, God has blessed us like never before.
Amen.
Like never before. And here we are. We're standing in a here we are standing. And here's what I saw in the scripture. This is what blessed me. See, Doctor, you got me reading more now than ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's all right. That's good. Amen. That's good. And here's what it said in the first chapter of John. Here's what it said. It says, oh, my Jesus. But John, thou witness of him and cried, saying, this is he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. So he was before me. Ah, Jesus, in John chapter 1. And of his fullness, we all we receive, and grace for grace. Good God Almighty. Grace for grace.
Yes.
But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. No man has seen God any time. The only begotten Son, which is in his bosom, the Father has declared him. So, none of us say, I haven't seen God. Just stop that line. You ain't seen God.
Amen. Well, I hope it wasn't me, literally, because you see him through his word. We see him through his word. So, I hope it wasn't me, literally. Wow. just every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God is truth. So I hope they wasn't sin. Now I've heard some people
people. See, you know that the word comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know that. Amen. You know
that's
that.
Right.
A lot of people, you and I, me, and see, well, God got my back. How God got you back when you don't even know him?
That's right.
See, we got to get on the hot horse. Like on Dougie said, if you're going to ride that bull, you got a spur.
Amen.
And when I say riding a bull in the country, the day we rode big bull, you have to have some spikes on your boots, and you have to spike that bull. Because that bull would do everything he could to kick you off of him. But the more you stick spurs, settle down. And that's what God has given us power to do. Hallelujah. He said,
amen.
He said, I'm the boys crying in the woods. Crying in the woods. Make straight the way of the Lord. Woo!
Yes.
I'm getting this again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you know, tonight we just thank God today. We find that more, the devil is doing more ruckus, but we have the right to put him down to Dr. McClellan and to Pastor. This, the first Wednesday in the month of June, at 8 o'clock in the evening on a Wednesday, I'm going to be teaching the Word of God from 8 to 8:30. I'm opening the lines up for prayer. I'm opening the lines for somebody need a healing. It's going to be called Cathedral Church. It's going to be Cathedral Praise Church. Well, we're going to open up the cathedral and open it up.
Amen.
And let it be where God can come in more. God has been doing on this for the last 5 or 6 or 8 years to do it. So now I'm at that point where I ain't got no choice but to do it. So now I'm going to do it. And I was preparing myself for the word today, and I'm going to just share with y'all. And I was talking about faith. And these are the words I said, faith obtains. Faith obtains. That's all I got to, faith obtains.
Amen.
So I got work to do.
Yes.
Faith obtains. But in my study, I can be first, because one night I might ask you to be on there, Doctor, and teach the word.
Amen.
I might ask you, Pastor, to be on there one night and preach the word. Amen.
Amen.
Because
okay.
This is the body. This is KSK radio station. We ain't letting every, I'm going to say like I'm just said, we let every hook and crown come in there. We're just not going to do it.
Amen.
Amen. And so we just have to pray and say, behold, the next day John saw him. When John saw him, he said, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I see him coming. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah,
but you know, I'm at peace right now. Because the Spirit descended from heaven like a dove. My God Almighty. God has a way of letting us see that.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Amen. So tonight we met at the well. Anybody got anything to say, Dr. McClellan? You got anything else you want to say?
I just, you know, I'm just thanking God so much because he's such an awesome God. And you know, I don't think people give him enough praise. We got to just come together and begin to praise him and lifting up his name. He said if he be lifted up, he will draw all men. We got to lift him up some more. We need to lift him up some more and some more. He's showing us all the time what he's doing when we lift up his name. Like the pastor said, they prayed for this gentleman. And then he went and had a second opinion done. And guess what they couldn't find? This is what I'm looking for. This is what, because it's by faith we come in and we pray for him, and he's doing this, and we want to keep lifting his name up on high. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I just love it.
Hallelujah. Nobody but Jesus. Oh, glory. was just good. And like I told you, my God Almighty. Oh, Jesus, nobody but him. Nobody but him. Nobody but him. Nobody but him.
Yes. Nobody but him. Hallelujah.
And it just looks like a lot of things that are going on right now, but God still has us. God has us. He has us. He's watching us.
Amen. Amen.
He's watching us.
Amen. Yes.
And so I want to let y'all know that I want to thank God for y'all. And, Doc, it's up to you. It's your program. Whatever you want to do, it's yours.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're gonna pray because I want to lift up his name again in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight asking for forgiveness of our sin. We repent, Father, of known and unknown sins. Father, we praise you, the Most High, our Father, whom we give all the glory. We thank you for allowing us to come together and praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. We pray for those who are seeking the Savior and for those who need a healing from diabetes, cancer, any other sicknesses, dear Lord God. We pray for them right there in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for those who need to be delivered from burdens that are keeping them from serving you with a whole heart. Lord, we know that you know what we need before we ask. Lord, we are in your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we come in agreement with your every word, dear Lord God, because we know every word that proceeded out of your mouth is true. And, Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you tonight. We want to lift up your name continuously, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. We give you the glory tonight, Father. We ask you to continue to have your way in our lives. We yield our lives over to you, Father, to do whatever you please, dear Lord God, that we may continue to glorify you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
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 Amen. Well, we just thank you. Tonight's a great night. Until the next time, we'll meet back at the well. God bless you and God keep you. Peace be with you now.
All right. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all too. Good night.
Amen. Thank you.
your